Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Yoma has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shmuley Katz, Le'ilei Nishmas, Mar Ishana Labas, Reb Shraga Fleischman, and Reb Shimon ben Reb David.
Yuma Dav Samach. Now we'll begin, Beis Hashem, the sugya of Chuka, the din of Kol Maisa Yema Kippur, Ma'omer El HaSeder, when things are Ma'akev, when it's not Ma'akev. It's a complicated sugya. There are numerous shitas in the Rishonim, and we'll try to be Mesader the sugya clearly. The first point to discuss is exactly how many shitas of Tanoim are there. The Mishnah says a lashon kol ma'isa yom kippurim ha'omer al haseder im hikdem ma'isa lechaverei lo yoso klum. The Mishnah is not mechalik between dvar manasim bevigdei lovon and dvar manasim bevigdei zov. In the Gemara starts with a braisa kol ma'isa yom kippurim ha'omer al haseder im hikdem ma'isa lechaverei lo yoso klum, similar to the lashon of the Mishnah. Then the Braisa brings Rav Yehuda, who differentiates between Dvar Manasim Bevigdei Lovan Befnim and Dvar Manasim Bevigdei Lovan Bechutz. Rav Yehuda holds, even Avodas which are done Bevigdei Lovan, not all of them are Ma'akev. And then we have Rav Nechemiah, who says that all Dvar Manasim Bevigdei Lovan are Ma'akev, only Dvar Manasim Bevigdei Zov are not Ma'akev. Now the Gvur Sari understands that there are only two Shita Istanoim over here. The Machoikas Rav Yehuda and Rav Nechemiah is how to understand what the Tanakhama says. The Tanakhama is not a third Shita. Rabbi Yehuda understands the Tanakhama to mean that only Dvar Manasim Bevigdei Lovan Befnim are Ma'akev. Rabbi Nechemiah holds that all Dvar Manasim Bevigdei Lovan are Ma'akev. But there's no one who holds that Bein Dvar Manasim Bevigdei Lovan, Bein Dvar Manasim Bevigdei Zov, everything is Ma'akev. However, we find the Shita of the Ramban not like this. We don't really have Chiddushi Ramban on Maseches Yuma, but there is some printed on the 7th Perek and the 8th Perek of Yuma, some Chiddushim from the Ramban. And over there in Daf Ayin, the Ramban says clearly that there are three shitas over here. The Tanakhama holds that even Dvar Manasim Bevigdei Zov are Ma'akev. We'll get back later in the shir to this Ramban Amir Tzashem. But that's what the Ramban says, that the Tanakhama holds even Dvar Manasim Bevigdei Zov are Ma'akev. The Rimilu Nil as well in the Mishnah explains the Tana of the Mishnah as well when it says, Kol Ma'isa Yema Kippurim. The Rimil Nil says, Bein Sheim Nasim Bevigdei Lovon, Bein Sheim Nasim Bevigdei Zov. This is like the Ramban, that there's a Tanu who holds that even Dvar Manasim Bevigdei Zov, the Seder is Ma'akev. But like we said, the Gvur Sari says, not like this, and he proves, he says, the Gemara in Amud Beis explains what's the Makar of the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemiah. They learn it out of Psukim, and there's no mention about any Tanu who learns the Psukim differently. And therefore he concludes there are only two Shitas of Tanoim here. And he quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin as well that says that whenever Yehuda says a Lashon of Amosai, he's coming to be Mefarish and he's not coming to argue on the previous Tana. But I'll upon him either way, whether there is a third Tana or not, throughout Erev Sugya here in Daf Samach, as well as earlier in Daf Lamites and Daf Mem, there's no mention of the Shita of the Tanakhama. The Gemara only discusses the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemiah. So what exactly is this Machoikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemiah? Rabbi Yehuda holds only Dvar Manasim Bevigdei Lovan Bifnim, on that it said Chuka, even Dvar Manasim Bevigdei Lovan. But if it's done Bechutz, on that it was not said Chuka. And Rabbi Nechemiah says anything that's Nasim Bevigdei Lovan, on that was said the Din of Chuka, that it's Ma'akev. Now, Arsig is talking about Dinim of switching the Seder of the Avodis. When you did not skip any Avoda, all Avodis were done, but the order was switched. However, the Mechleikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemiah is also Negeya, when an Avoda is totally omitted. This is Mavur, earlier on in Daf Lamites on Mabez, the Gemara is discussing about the din of Hagrolo. If the Kohen Gadol did not do Hagrolo Bechlal, he was Kair Hashem on the Sar Lashem and Sar Lazazel without an Hagrolo. And the Gemara is discussing whether the Hagrolo is Ma'akev or not. And the Gemara assumes that the Pashtus is that this Shailah should be told in the Machlokes of Yehuda and Rav Nechemiah. Hagrolo is something which is Nasa Bevigdei Lovan Bachutz. According to Rav Nechemiah, it should be Ma'akev, and according to Rav Yehuda, it's not Ma'akev. L'maisa the Gemara says, Esfara, that perhaps even according to Rav Nechemiah, it's not Ma'akev, because Hagrolo lav avoidahi, or perhaps the other way around, maybe even according to Rav Yehuda, it is Ma'akev, because it's Shana Allah HaKost of La'akev. Here there's a special drasha. The pasuk says, Asher Allah, Trezimni, to tell us that it's Ma'akev. But HaKopam, you see from the Gemara over there, that the Machlokes of Yehuda and Rav Nechemiah is Negea by an avoidah which you totally missed. If Chuka is going on that Avodah, so then it's Ma'akev. If Chuka is not going on that, then B'dievet it won't be Ma'akev. And the Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Mem, Amid Aleph, as well as Mavur, that really according to Reb Yehuda, since Chuka is not going on Dvar Manasim, Bevigdei Lovan, Bachutz, so Lachar, even if you skip totally, the hazois lefnei apareches or the hazois on the mizbeach, it should not be ma'akev. The Gemara has to bring a separate pasuk or drasha to tell us that it is ma'akev. The Gemara first brings a drasha from the extra word par, which says in the parsha of par helam dover, to tell us that the par yom kippurim as well, all the matanis are ma'akev. In the end, the Gemara says you don't need that drasha. We can learn it from the pasuk of vechila mechaper asakodesh, which the Gemara brings here on daf samach amud beis as well. From there, we could see that all the matanis are ma'akev. But here again, we see that according to Reb Nechemiah, you don't need that pasuk. Without that, all the matanis are ma'akev because of chukah. Chukah is referring to all the matanis that are done in the heichal as well. According to Yehuda, chukah would not be referring to those matanis, and therefore you need a separate pasuk to tell us that the matanis is ma'akev. But Ersegi discusses that even though it's ma'akev, but the seder perhaps should not be ma'akev. If chukah is not going on these avodos, so even though we have a different drasha to tell us that the matanis is ma'akev, that's if it's totally skipped. But if the order is switched, since chukah is not going on them, then the order will not be ma'akev. Now, which cases exactly is there machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemiah? What is considered avodas pnim? What is considered an avodas chutz? Rabbi Yehuda says only dvarim anasim big delovam bifnim. Rashi says what's bifnim lifnayim bifnim. That would include the haktara of the ktayis bifnayim bifnim, and the azoyis dam of the par and the soyer bifnayim bifnim as well. What's dvarim anasim big delovam bachutz? Rashi says kegoin hagrolo. Vidoi, Shvicha, Shirayim, V'chol Matanis, HaPereiches, Mizbeach, Azov, all that is considered Dvar Manasim, B'Vigdei Lovan, B'Chutz. And then Rashi says, Shchita and Chafino, even though they're done B'Chutz, they're Tzairich, Pnim, Kipnim, those Avodas are considered Dvar Manasim, B'Vigdei Lovan, B'Fnim. Now, that's Shchita Shev Yehuda. What does Reb Nechemiah hold? He holds anything which is Nasim, B'Vigdei Lovan, B'Chutz, on that also is said Chukah. Therefore, all these things mentioned in the previous Rashi, Hagrolo, Vidoi, Shvicha, Shirayim, Matanis on the Pereches and the Mizbeach Azov, all these are Dvar Manasim, Bevidei Lovan, Bechutz, and they will have a din of Chukah. Which Avodas do not have a din of Chukah? Only Dvar Manasim, Bevidei Zohov, Bechutz. Rashi says, Kegoin Eloi ve'el Ha'om, that's something which is Nasim, Bevidei Zohov, and there's no din Chukah. Now let's focus on a minute for this Rashi. Rashi gives an example, Kegoin Eloi ve'el Ha'om, Shehiktim Lahem Haitzahas Kafu Machto, Ein ma'akfin olov lifsoil. The proper seder requires the Kohen Gadol first to be makdir his ayil and the el ha'om, then afterwards switch back to Bigdei Lovan and go inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim to remove the kafu machto. And if he switched the order, he went inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim to take out the kafu machto before he was makdir the el ha'om ve'el ha'om. The din is that it's not possible. Now there are a few important points on this Rashi. Firstly, the Rishash points out that the Mashmois is that there would be a tzad to say that the Hitzoas Kafu Machta is possible because you were makdim it before the Eloi ve'Ela Om. And the Rishash says, what does it mean that it would be possible? Firstly, he says, even if the Kohen Gadol did not remove Bechlal, the Kafu Machta from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's not Ma'akev Kapara. The Hitzoas Kafu Machta is done after the Kohen Gadol already finished being Makriv, the Par, the Sawyer, which accomplished Iker Kapara of the Avodas Yom Kippurim, and if afterwards he does not take the Kafu Machta out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's not Ma'akev any Kapara. And furthermore he asks, what can it possibly mean that the Hitzoas Kafu Machta would be possible? What will the Kohen Gadol then do? Is there a tzad to say that he brings the Kafu Machta back inside empty, and then come back and take it out again later after he's Machta the Ayil V'Ayil Ha'om? The Rishash has told you can't do such a thing, perhaps this is a Bir Rekonis, and he's even Chayiv Misa. He's going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim for no reason. So what Bechlau is the Shaila of saying that the Hitzas Kafu Machta is something which is possible? It's not something which is Ma'akev, and it's not something which could be redone. That's one Ha'ara on Rashi, which the Rishash leaves off B'tzarachiyin. Now the second Ha'ara, on this specific example that Rashi gives, the Ritva and the Tosfos Lashonim, they ask on Rashi, that if you change the Seder, and you take out the Kafu Machta before the Kohen Gadol was Makta the Eloi Ve'Ela Om, then it's going to come out that we're missing in the Chumash Tvilois that the Kohen Gadol is supposed to do on Yom HaKippurim. Because the way it's supposed to be done is that after the Kohen Gadol finishes with Adam of the Par and the Soyer, he switches back into Bigdei Zohov, and he's makter the Eloi ve'Ela Om, so there's one Tvila over there when he's switching from Bigdei Lovan to Bigdei Zohov. And then again, when he has to go back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to take out the Kafu Machto, he does another Tvila when he switches from the Bigdei Zohov back into the Bigdei Lovan. But if he's going to take out the Kafu Machto before the Haktar of the Eloi ve'Ela Om, then he's going to miss out on two Tvilois that the Kohen Gadol is supposed to have done. And we know there's a din that he has to have five Tvilois on Yom HaKippurim. However, these Rishonim quote the Gemara on Daf Lamed, that's mavur that these Tvilois are not Ma'akev B'diyevet. If the Kohen Gadol missed out on one of the five Tvilois, it's not ma'akev. So in this specific example that Rashi gives, besides switching the order of avodas, he's also missing out on tefillos, but al-kaponim, that's not ma'akev as well. Now the third point about this Rashi, in the example that Rashi gives about switching the order of the ayil and ha'itzos kafu machto, is that Rashi would be mashma, that if dvorim ha'nasim b'vigdei zohav b'chutz would be ma'akev, then switching the order of the ayil and ha'itzos kafu machto would be ma'akev as well. Now the Ramban that we mentioned before on Daf Ayin, he quotes this Rashi, and he says, even if you hold dvorim ha'nasim b'vigdei zohav b'chutz is ma'akev. The Ramban himself held that there is such a Tana, like we mentioned before. Still, the din is that if he switches the order of the Itzas Kafu Machto with the Ayil, that will not be Ma'akev. And he quotes the Tosefta, which says like this. The Lashon of the Tosefta, Perek Gimel, Halacha Dalid, Kol Maisa Yom HaKippurim Ha'amurim Ala Seiderim Hikdem Maisa L'Chaveroi Lo'yosef V'loy Klum Chutz Me'Itzas Kafu Machto Shem Hikdem Maisa L'Chaveroi Masha Oso Osui. From here, the Rambam proves that switching the order of Itzas Kafu Machto with a different Avoida, that's not Ma'akev L'Kuli Alma. The Ramban calls Itzas Kafu Machto Shiyari Havoida. It's not one of the Ikar Avoidais, and therefore its order is not Ma'akev. And the Mashmois of the Ramban there is that even the Chatchila, there's no din that you have to take out the Kafu Machto after the Eloi Ve'Ela Om. All you have to make sure to do is that there should be a total of Chamesh Tfilois. The Chatchila Akopayim, the Kangala, needs Chamesh Tfilois. And the way we usually do this is by telling the Kohen Gadol not to take the Kafu Machto out until he first switches into the Big Day Zov and is makter the Ayil of Eila Om, then switching back into the Big Day Lovan to go take out the Kafu Machto. But in Echanami, as long as he have Chamesh Tfilois, he could switch to order of Vaitas Kafu Machto because the Ramban says it's only Shiari Havoida. And the Ramban himself says this is not like Rashi and Daf Samach, who's mashma that Vaitas Kafu Machto must be done after the Eloi Ve'Ela Om. And Rashi's mashma, if you hold Dvar Manasseh B'Vigdei Zohav B'Chutz, it would be Ma'akev, then this would be Ma'akev as well. As Biskarov in his Kuntres on Yumo, page Tezayin, he quotes this Tosefta that the Ramban brings, the Tosefta that says that Itzos Kafu Machta has no din chuko, the order is not Ma'akev, and Biskarov has a different explanation. He says, because really the Pashta Dekra, if you look at the Seder HaPsukim, the mashmois is that Itzos Kafu Machta is right after the Kohen Gadol finishes the other Avodis Lufnayu Lufnim. The Gemara earlier on in Daf Lamed Beis proved that the Psukim must be Shalika Seder, because this is the only way it's possible that the Kohen Gadol will have Chomesh Tvilois. And therefore we change around the Seder HaPsukim that the Kohen Gadol should not do Itzos Kafu Machta until after he's Makter the Eloi Ve'Ela Om. But Al-Kaparim, the Briskarov says, since the Pashta Dekra, the Seder of the Psukim, does not have Hitzos Kafu Machto after Eloi Ve'El Ha'om, we cannot possibly say that Chukah tells us that this Seder is Ma'akev. Chukah is going on whatever the Psukim say, that Seder has to be done without any changes. But something which is not Mefurish in the Psukim, even though Chazal tell us Behechruch it has to be that way, on that was not said the Din Chukah that the Seder is Ma'akev. That's the Pshat Tosefta that switching the order of the Hitzos Kafu Machto cannot be Ma'akev. And again, this is not like Rashi in Ersugyo. Rashi would be mashma that switching the order of Itzos Kafu Machto would be ma'akev. The only reason it's not is because even according to Reb Nechemyo, Dvorim Manasim B'Vigdei Zohav B'Chut is not ma'akev, so switching the Itzos Kafu Machto with Eli Ve'Ela Om, which is Dvorim Manasim B'Vigdei Zohav B'Chut, is not ma'akev. HaKoponim, these are three ha'oras legabe this specific example of Rashi about switching the Eli Ve'Ela Om with Itzos Kafu Machto. Firstly, the ha'or of the Rishash, that Hitzos Kafu Machto is not something which is ma'akev, and it's not something which could be redone. Secondly, the Rishayla that the Rishayna mask, that the Kohen Gadol is missing from his Chamesh Tfilois. And thirdly, the Ha'arav from the Ramban, that the Tosefta says Hitzos Kafu Machto definitely has no din of Chukah, there's no problem to switch the Seder. Now let's get down to the Ikar Yisoid of Rashi in Ersugyo, which Rashi says numerous times, and this is a major machlokes in the Rishayim and Ersugyo, and that is when we say a certain avodah has a din chukah, you cannot switch the seder. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's dvar manasim bevigdei lovim befnim. According to Rabbi Nechemya, dvar manasim bevigdei lovim bein befnim bein bachutz. When exactly is there a problem for switching the seder? When we talk about switching the seder of two avodahs, which avodah has to have a pasuk of chukah to tell us that by switching its order, it's ma'akev? Is it dependent on the avodah which he was supposed to precede? If he did not do so, rather he did a different avodah before it, then by postponing this avodah, hanasa b'vigdei lovan, that's where there's a problem of the seder being ma'akev. Or is it dependent on the avodah that he was supposed to be ma'acher? An avodah which was supposed to follow a different avodah, and he switched it, he preceded this avodah, hanasa b'vigdei lovan, that's where chukah will tell us that switching the order is ma'akev. Now there are really four possible tzadim in this shayla. One side is to say that the only time Chukah will tell us that it's ma'akev is if there are two avodas which are nasah b'vigdei lovan. Two avodas which have a din of Chukah. And you switch the order of these two avodas, then the Torah will tell us that it's ma'akev. That's one side. A second side is that it's dependent on the avodah which is supposed to precede. If that avodah is bigdei lovan and you switch the order, then it will be ma'akev. And the third side is the avodah that was supposed to follow. If that avodah is bigdei lovan and you did it too early, you did it before a different avodah. Even if that avodah does not have a din chukah, it was varman asin b'chutz, but by doing the avodah which has chukah too early, there the seder is ma'akev. And finally, a fourth side would be that maybe if either one, either the avodah you're supposed to be ma'akdim, or the avodah that you're supposed to be ma'acher, if one out of the two was an avodah's panim, there also there'll be a din chukah if you switch the seder. Now Rashi clearly says that it's totally in the avodah which was supposed to precede. Rashi here in Dibur Maschil, Bevigdei Lovan Bachutz, Rashi says that according to Yehuda, that chukah is not going on Dvar Manasim, Bevigdei Lovan Bachutz, therefore, im hiktim lahem, dover mu'uchar, ein elu ma'akvan alav lepaisloi. These avodas which do not have chukah, according to Yehuda, if you did a different avodah before them, then these avodas which were supposed to have come first do not passel the other avodah which was supposed to come later, and you were makdim it. It's clear from Rashi that it's telling the avodah which was supposed to come first, if it's a dover hanasu b'vigdei lovan bifnim, if it has chukah, and you did a different avodah before it, so by not doing this avodah first, by being ma'acher it, it will passel the avodah that you were makdim, which was supposed to have come later. However, if it does not have a din chukah, it will not passel the avodah which you were makdim to it. Regardless whether that avodah, the avodah which was supposed to be ma'acher and you were makdim, whether that had chukah or not, that makes no difference. All it depends on is the avodah which you were supposed to be makdim and you were ma'acher. Rashi again, the next Dibur Maschil, the case where you switch the Eloi ve'Elaom for the Itzos Kafu Machda, here Itzos Kafu Machda is Dvarvar Hanasa B'Vigdei Lovan B'Fnim, but since the Eloi ve'Elaom, which is Dvar Nasa B'Vigdei Zov, that has no din chukah, and that's the avodah you were supposed to be makdim, and instead you were makdim a different avodah before them, so it would not pass all the avodah that you were makdim, because Eloi ve'Elaom do not have a din chukah. Rashi again on Amr Beis, Dibur Maschil, Lemutei Shirayim, says the same Yisoid. Rashi on Daf Mem, Amr Aleph as well, says this a few times also. This is Rashi Shita all over, that switching the order of two avodahs is dependent on whether the avodah you're supposed to be makdim has a din chukah. If that avodah has a din chukah, then by doing a different avodah before it, the avodah that has a din chukah will passel the other avodah. So it's interesting, according to Rashi, really the avodah that ends up being passeled is not really the avodah which has the din chukah. The avodah which is passeled and has to be redone is the avodah which not necessarily has a din chukah, but you are makdim it to an avodah which does have a din chukah. The problem is that you skipped an avodah which has chukah and did a different avodah. Here the Torah is makbid on the seder and will passel the other avodah. So let's give a few examples for dinim that come out according to Rashi. According to Yehuda, which is the way we paskin, that only Dvarim Anasim B'Vigdei Lovan B'Fnim has a din of chukah. So what happens if the Kohen Gadol does the Matan Dam of the Par, Beheichel, in front of the Pareiches, before he does the Matan Dam Soyer B'Fnim, according to the way Rashi learns, it will be possible. He was makdim an Avodas Chutz to an Avodas Pnim. According to Rashi, all it depends on is the Avodah which was supposed to precede. That's the Matan Dam Sar B'Fnim, which he was supposed to have done before he does the Matan Dam Par B'Heichol. And since he was makdim a different Avodah to an Avodah's Pnim, Chukah tells us that it's Ma'akev. And he'll have to go back and do the Matan Dam Par B'Heichol again after he does the Matan Sar B'Fnim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. However, what about the other way around? If he was makdim an Avodah's Pnim to an Avodah's Chutz, for example, if the Kohen Gadol did the Matan Dam of the Par Bifnim before he did the Hagrola on the Seirim. The din is that the Kohen Gadol does the Hagrola before he does the Matan Dam Par. Even before he shechs the Par, he's supposed to do it between the two Viduyim of the Par. But if he did the Matan Dam Par before the Hagrola on the Seirim, according to Rashi, it should not be Ma'akiv. Since Hagrola is something which is called Avodas Chutz, and he was Makdim a Avodas Pnim to an Avodas Chutz, like Rashi holds, since it's only dependent on the Avodah that he was supposed to be makdim, which is the Agrola, here it won't be ma'akiv. Now the Gemara in Amud Beis, Rabbi Chanina talks about a case of Ktayrus Shachofna Kodim Shchitose Shel Par. The din is that the Kohen Gadol first is supposed to do the Shchita of the Par. He gives the dam of the Par to someone to mix so that it does not harden, and then he goes and does the Chafina. If you switch the order, he did the chafina before the shechita shel par, Reb Chanina says that it's ma'akev. And the Gemara says even Reb Yehuda is moida to this, because terech pnim ki pnim. Here there is a din chukah, this is called changing the order of something which is dvarim anasim, bevig de lovim befnim, because terech pnim ki pnim. Now what exactly does the Gemara mean, terech pnim ki pnim? Is this referring to the chafina? The chafina is terech pnim, since he's going to be makta the k'teres l'fnayim l'fnim, the chafina is called dvarim anasim, bevig de lovim befnim? Or is this referring to the shechita sapar, that's dvarim anasim, bevig de lovim befnim? According to the way we're explaining in Rashi, Tzarech Pnim Kipnim over here is referring dafka to the Shechita. This is the shakel of Tari of the Gemara. The Gemara thought that Shechita is called Avodas Chutz. So if you're makdim the Chafina to the Shechita, then you're makdim an Avoda to Avodas Chutz that will not be ma'akev according to Yehuda. And that the Gemara answers, Tzarech Pnim Kipnim. No, Shechita is called an Avodas Pnim. So you're makdim a different Avoda to Avodas Shechita, which has a din chuka. It's Avodas Pnim. The din is that the Seder is ma'akev, it's possible. According to Rashi, we do not have to say that the chafina is tarech pnim. The chafina is not negeya. All we care about is the avodah that you're supposed to have been makdim, and you were ma'acher, is that an avodah's pnim? The Gemara is saying that shechita is called tarech pnim ki pnim, so being makdim the chafina to the shechita will have a din chuka. This is the pashas, what comes out according to Rashi. Lamai said there is a ha'ara on this. Rashi over here in Tzamach Omerach, Dibar Maschel, Big Day Lovan, Bechutz, Rashi does say that both shechita and chafina have a din of tarech pnim ki pnim. And the ha'ara would be, why is it muchach for Rashi to say this? The chayyav is no raya from the Gemara Omer Beis that chafina has the din tzarech pnim kipnim, like we explained. This will be ha'ara on Shitas Rashi. But al kolponim, this is Shitas Rashi in the sugya, and we'll see that there are rishonim who argue. However, before we bring the shitas of the other rishonim, we have to look back at the sugya on daf lamed tes Omer Beis and daf mem Omer Aleph, because the rishonim in Er Sugya quote that sugya, which is very much intertwined with Er Sugya. The Gemara of the Lamed Tes Amud Beis discusses Hagrola, which we mentioned before. The Gemara says that Pashtus, if you skip Hagrola, this should be totally in the Machlokes, Rav Yehuda and Rav Nechemya, because Hagrola is something which is Nasa, Bevig De Lovan, Bachutz. Tosfos Shoshanim over there discusses, why don't we say by Hagrola as well that Terech Pnim Kipnim? Just like we saw in Er Sugya by Shechita and Chafina, that Terech Pnim is Kipnim, why don't we say the same thing by Hagrola? That's discussed in the Tosfos Yeshanim over there, but Al Kaponim, this is what the Gemara holds, that Hagrola is considered Avodas Chutz. And therefore the Gemara says, Pashas, it should be Tali in the Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya. However, Rabbi Yochanan over there says that even according to Rabbi Nechemya, you could say that if you switch the Seder of the Hagrola, it's not Ma'akev, he says, because Hagrola lav Avodahi. And then the Gemara over there brings a second Lashon, that according to Rabbi Nechemya, if you switch the Seder of the Hagrola, then it definitely is Ma'akev. However, Rabbi Yane holds that even according to Yehuda, you could say that it's Ma'akev, because we have a drosha, it says Asher Olah, twice to tell us that here Agrola is Ma'akev. Now further on, in Daf Mem Amud Aleph, the Gemara brings a Braisa. The Braisa says, Par Ma'akev es Asoyer, Besoyer ina Ma'akev es Apar, B'matonis Shebifnim. And the Gemara says, Bishlama Par Ma'akev es Asoyer, we understand what that means, that if you do first the Matonis of the Soyer, Lifnayu Lifnim, before the Matonis of the Par, Loyover V'leikulum, Chuka is Ma'akev. However, what does it mean, Soyer ina Ma'akev es Apar? Which Avodah is supposed to be done to the Soyer before the Par? Then on that we say that if you do the other way around, you do the Par before the Soyer, then it's not Ma'akev. And the Gemara says, maybe you'll say it means, if you do the Matonis of the Par in the Heichel, before you did the Matonis of the Soyer Bifnim, there it's not Ma'akev. The Gemara says, there can't be, there surely it is Ma'akev, there is it in Chuka. The Gemara is mashma that L'kuliyam Chuka will be Ma'akev over here, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says it must mean that you were makdim the matonis of the par bifnim before you did the hagrola. And the Gemara wants to prove from here that hagrola is not ma'akev bechlal. Because if hagrola was ma'akev, then the seder would be ma'akev as well. Bishlama, if hagrola is not ma'akev bechlal, then switching the seder is not a problem. But once we say hagrola is ma'akev, and you were makdim you did the matonis of the par bifnim before the hagrola, then chuka should tell us that switching the order is ma'akev. That's the Gemara's right, that hagrola must be ma'akev. On that the Gemara answers, that you could say the Braisa means differently. That you were makdim matonis of the par on the Mizbeach before you did the matonis of the Soyer, lifnei ha-pareiches, and it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, that dvar manasim bevig de lovim b'chutz is not ma'akev. So that's what the Braisa means, that if you were makdim the dama par to the dama Soyer, it's not ma'akev. On that the Gemara says, yeah, but the Braisa is not mashmalai like that we're talking about that case, because the lashon of the Braisa is b'matonis shebifnim. If you switch the order and you did the matonis of the par before the matonis of the soyer by the matonis shebefnim, it's not ma'akev. So that cannot be referring to this case. And the end, the Gemara comes out Either Eirich and Nami, you have to say that the case of the Braisa is like we said, that you switched the order, you did the Matanis of the Par before the Hagrolo, and the Braisa says this is not Ma'akev, and Eirich and Nami, this will have to go according to the Tano who holds Hagrolo is Bechal not Ma'akev. If Hagrolo was Ma'akev, then switching the order should be Ma'akev. And then the Gemara says, Yibayi Seimo, really you could say that this Tano holds Hagrolo is Ma'akev. However, the Seder will not be Ma'akev. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Varmanasim Bevigdei Lovan Bechutz is not Ma'akev, here as well, switching the Seder and doing the Matanis of the Par Bifnim before the Hagrolo will not be Ma'akev because Hagrolo is Varmanasim Bechutz. This is the Shakla Vatari of the Gemara over there in Daf Lamed Tesla Medbeis and Daf Mem. Now, according to what we explained, Beshitas Rashi, that switching the order of two Avodahs, if you want to know whether it's Ma'akev or not, what we care about is the Avodah that was supposed to have come first. If that is Dvar Manasim Bevigdei Lovan Bifnim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and you did a different Avodah before it, then it will be possible. However, if the first Avodah, the one you were supposed to be Makdim, is not Dvar Manasim Bevigdei Lovan Bifnim, then switching the order will not be Ma'akiv. According to this, the Maskon of the Gemara that says that if you did the Matan Par Bifnim before you did the Hagrolah, then according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not Ma'akiv. Since Hagrolah is Dvar Manasim Bechutz, the Maskon of the Gemara is very good. Even though you did an Avodah's Pnim, the Matanas of the Par Bifnim, which is an Avodah Sfim, you did it before its time, but since you makdim it to a different Avodah, which is an Avodah Schutz, there's no Din Chuko. However, the Havmi of the Gemara that held that if you makdim the Dama Par Bifnim before Hagrolo, then if you say that it's kosher, the only way possible to say that is to say if Hagrolo is Bechal Na Ma'akev, if Hagrolo is an Avodah which is Ma'akev, then there would be a Din Chuko. Here at this point, the Gemara Korchach held that switching the order and doing an Avodah's Pnim, which was supposed to have been later, doing it before a different Avodah, even if the Avodah that you were makdim it to is an Avodah's Chutz, will have a Din Chuka to be Ma'akev. But perhaps, according to Rashi, this itself was the Shakla Vatari of the Gemara. The Gemara Mitchila held that if you're makdim an Avodah's Pnim before a different Avodah, even if it's an Avodah's Chutz, there will be a Din Chuka. But the Maskana of the Gemara was Chazer and held that it's only totally in the Avodah you were supposed to be makdim. And since Hagrola is an Avodah's Chutz, so even if you're Makd in the Dam HaPar, Bifnim, before the Hagrola, there will be no Din Chukah La'akiv. But Al-Koponim, the Maskana of the Gemara definitely does fit with Shitas Rashi, and the Tosfos Hashanim in Er Sugyo, it's printed on the bottom of Samach Aleph and Med Aleph, and goes to Samach Aleph and Med Beis, he quotes Shitas Rashi in Er Sugyo, and he quotes the Maskana of the Gemara in Daf Mem, he says the Maskana will fit well with Shitas Rashi. However, the Tosfos Hashanim over there in Daf Mem and Med Aleph, as well as the Tosfos HaRosh and the Ritva, they bring a different shita to understand the maskana of the Gemara over there. The Ritva brings it b'shem the Ri, and they say that once the maskana of the Gemara says that in this case, when you're makdim the Dam HaPar before the Hagrolo, it's not ma'akev, then the case that the Gemara spoke about earlier, where you're makdim the matan dam of the par beheichol before the dam of the soya bifnim, and the Gemara says that there clearly there is a din chukah, it will be ma'akev, the Gemara's mashma, even according to Yehuda, there's no tzad to be machsh over there. The Rishonim are bothered by what's the difference? Why in that case do we say that Chukah is Ma'akev, and this case of being Makdim the Dam Par Bifnim before the Hagrola, it's not Ma'akev? Both of the cases, one out of the two Avodas was an Avodas Pnim. If you don't need both Avodas to be an Avodas Pnim in order to be Ma'akev, you only need one of them, then the case that you were Makdim the Matonis of the Par Bifnim before the Hagrola, there also Chukah should tell us that it's possible. And therefore they say that once the Gemara reaches the Maskana, then who adin were chayzer from what we said earlier, and in the case where you're makdim the dam ha-par beheichol, before the matan dam sar bifnim, it will not be ma'akev, there won't be a din chuka according to Yehuda. Now obviously we understand according to Shitas Rashi, the kasha doesn't start. The case before, where you were makdim the dam par beheichol, before the matan dam sar bifnim, you were makdim avodas chutz to an avodas pnim, there Shitas Rashi is that there is a din chuka, it is ma'akev. All it's talian is in the avodah that you're supposed to be makdim. Over there it's the avodah's dam sar bifnim. That's an avodah's pnim. Therefore there is a din chuka. The case the Gemara talks about l'maskana, when you're makdim the dam par bifnim before the hagrola, hagrola is an avodah's chutz. So you're makdim an avodah's pnim to an avodah's chutz. There according to Rashi there's no din chuka to be ma'akev. So the shita of the Ri over there is clearly not going like Shitas Rashi in Er Sugya. And the Ri continues over there, and it's Muchach in his words that he holds the only time Chukah will be Ma'akev if you switch the Seder is only if you switch the Seder of two Avodas Pnim. Both the Avodah that you're supposed to be Makdim and the Avodah that you're supposed to be Ma'acher, if they are Avodas Pnim and you switch them, then Chukah will say that it's Ma'akev. And therefore the Rebbe holds, both in the case where you are makdim the dam apar before the hagrolo, in that case the hagrolo is not an avodas finim, it's an avodas chutz, and in the case where you are makdim the dam apar behechol before the avodas dam asoyer bifnim, there the par behechol is an avodas chutz. Both of these cases, since you do not have both avodas being avodas pnim, only one out of the two is avodas pnim, these cases Rebbe Yehuda will not hold a chukah as ma'akev. Now if we come back to our sugya for a moment, and the din of Rabbi Chanina on Amud Beis, K'tayrus Shechof Na Koidem Shchidase Shopar. The Gemara says that since Tzarech Pnim is Kipnim, so even according to Behuda, Chukah tells us that it's Ma'akev. According to the way the Re learns, we'll have to explain the Gemara, Tzarech Pnim Kipnim is referring to both the Chafina and the Shchita. According to the Re, both of the Avodas have to be Avodas Pnim in order to say that it's Ma'akev. So both the Chafina of the K'tayrus and the Shchita of the Par, both of them are Avodas Pnim, so if you did the Chafina before the Shchita, you switch to Avodas Pnims, there will be a din of Chukah Le'ikuvah. So we now have two Shitas in the Rishonim, how to understand the din that Chukah tells us that switching the order is Ma'akev, Shitas Rashi that it's Tali in the Avodah which was supposed to precede, if that's an Avodas Pnim, then it'll be Ma'akev, and the Shita of the Re that the Rishonim bring on Daf Mem, that only if you switch to Avodas Pnim, there will be a din Chukah to be Ma'akev. Now the Rishonim, Taisis Hashonim, Taisis Arosh, over there in Daf Mem, they bring a second Shita to understand the Maskana of the Gemara over there. They don't want to have to say that the Gemara in the end was chayzer from what we said earlier. Pashas the Gemara earlier said as a davar poshut, that if you're makdim the dam hapar in the heichal, before the dam asar bifnim, that there is a din chukah. They don't want to say the Gemara was chayzer from that, and therefore they say a different pshat, that even the maskano that we see, if you're makdim the dam hapar before the hagrola, it's not ma'akev according to Yehuda. And these we try to understand the pshat, because only if you switch to avodas pnim, that's when it's ma'akev. Still, the din that we said earlier, if you're makdim the dam apar behechol before the dam of the soyer, it will be ma'akev, there will be a din chukah. And the Rishonim explained, because if you're mafsik, you interrupt between two avodas pnim. In other words, over there you're supposed to do the matan dam par bifnim, and then later you're supposed to do the matan dam soyer bifnim. If you're mafsik with a different avodah, which does not belong there, there also there will be a din chukah to be ma'akev. Masha'inki, in the case where you're makdim the dam of the par before the hagrolo, you're not being mafsik between two avodas pnim, there's no din chukah to be ma'akev. So therefore you don't have to explain that the Gemara maskana was chayzer. It then remains that if you're makdim the dam par behechal before the matan dam soyer bifnim, that it's ma'akev according to Yehuda, because you're being mafsik between two avodas pnim. We now have a third shita in the Rishonim, how to understand when chukah is ma'akev in the Seder. It's similar to the second shita, which is the first day of the Rishonim that we brought over there in Daf Mem, that switching an Avodas Pnim and Avodas Chutz, either way, whether the Avodas Pnim was supposed to be first, or the Avodas Pnim was supposed to be second, either way, switching up Avodas Pnim and Avodas Chutz, that's not Ma'akev. There's no Din Chukah. Only if you switch two Avodas Pnim, there's a Din Chukah. But according to this, we're also adding another case where there will be a Din Chukah. If between two Avodas Pnim, you add an extra avodah which does not belong there, it's mafstik between two avodahs pnim, the Torah was makbid, that these two avodahs pnim be next to each other, there also there will be a din chukah. So we have three shidais in the Rishonim so far, how to understand the din of being mashaneh, the seder, when chukah will be ma'akiv. Now let's come back to Er Sugya and take a look at the Taisis Hishonim and the Taisis Arosh, what they say in Er Sugya. Taisis Hishonim, Dibur Maschel Avo B'dvorim, it's printed on Samach Aleph and Aleph at the bottom, and continues to Amud Beis over there, and he quotes Rashi in Er Sugya. Rashi says that according to Ibn Chemyo, if the Kohen Gadol first does the Eile Ve'Eile Om, and then afterwards Raitzos Kafu Machto, it's not Ma'akev, because the Eile Ve'Eile Om is Dvar Manasim B'Vigdei Zov. And he asks the Kasha and Rashi, how can we say in this case, there's no Din Chukah, you did Raitzos Kafu Machto, Shaloi Keseder. Raitzos Kafu Machto is definitely Dvar Manasim B'Vigdei Zov B'Fnim, and you did it in the wrong order. There should be a Psal of Chukah. And he compares it to what we find in Daf Mem. The Gemara over there in Daf Mem says, if you makdim the dam apar behechal before the matan dam of soyer bifnim, there is a din chukah. So here also, you switched an avodas pnim, you did it shalei keseder. He means to say that you see from Daf Mem that even if you don't switch to avodas pnim, even if one out of the two was an avodas pnim, also there's a din chukah. So here as well, how could Rashi say if you switch the order of Haitzoas Kafu Machta and Eile Ve'Eile Om, then according to Ibn Chemi it's kosher, one out of the two avodas was an avodas pnim. And he says, V'yesh loymar, he answers, which is really Rashi's shita, that if you're makdim an avodas pnim to an avodas chutz, that's fine, that's not a problem. And he says, just like we find the Gemara in Dav Mem, it says, if you're makdim the matan dam hapar bifnim before the hagrola, it's not ma'akev according to Yehuda. This is Shitas Rashi. The only thing we're concerned about is if you're makdim a different avodah to an avodas pnim. So the Tosfos Hashanim is clearly not going like either pshat he said earlier on Dav Mem. There, both of the pshatim held that there's no chilik if you're makdim an avodas pnim to an avodas chutz, or if you're makdim an avodas chutz to avodas pnim. Here he's going like neither pshat, rather like Shitas Rashi, that there's only a problem of chukah if you're makdim a different avodah to avodas pnim. And according to that, the Gemara and Daf Mem fits very well. Even the Maskana, when the Gemara says that if you're makdim the dam par to the hagrolo, it's not ma'akev, that's because you were makdim an avodas pnim to avodas chutz. Mashenk in the case earlier, the case of the matan dam par behechal before the matan dam sar bifnim, there you're makdim an avodas chutz to avodas pnim, there it is ma'akev. And the Avnei Nezer in Eir Chaim, Simen Tov Nun Zayin, he discusses in that Simen the different Shitas Rishonim of our Sugyo, and in Sifkot and Yud Gimel over there, he says, like we're saying now, that the Tosfos Hashanim on Daf Samach was Chozer from that which he said on Daf Mem, and now here on Daf Samach he holds like Shitas Rashi. That's the first Mahalach in the Tosfos Hashanim. However, he has a second Mahalach here. He has another pshat why the din of Rashi is true, that if you were makdim the Haitzoas Kafu Machto to the Eile Ve'Eile Om, then it won't be ma'akiv. Even though l'chair, one out of the two avoidas was an avoidas pnim. The Haitzoas Kafu Machto was an avoidas pnim. And he says here there's a specific svara that Haitzoas Kafu Machto, which is not coming to be mechaper, is different than other avoidas, similar to the svara we said earlier. At the time he's doing Haitzoas Kafu Machto, the kapar is over with already, and here there won't be a din chuka on Haitzoas Kafu Machto, even though it is dvar manasim bevigdei lovan bifnim. The Tosfos Hashanim is saying that here there's a specific svara why switching the order will not have a psul of chukah. Now the Tosfos Hashanim is muchach, that without this svara, you should have said, that being makdim like Tosfos Kafu Machto to the Eloi ve'Ela Om, should have a din chukah, even though you're being makdim an avodas pnim to an avodas chutz. Here the Tosfos Hashanim seems to hold that there's no difference whether you're makdim an avodas pnim to avodas chutz, or the other way around, you're makdim an avodas chutz to avodas pnim. Either way, if one out of the two avodas was an avodas pnim, there should be a din chukah to be ma'akev. This would seem to be a fourth shita in the Rishonim. That as long as one out of the two avodos was an avodas pnim, there is a din chukah to be ma'akev. However, this shita would seem to be shrer from the maskana of the Gemara and Daf Mem. The Gemara says that if you're makdim the dam par to the hagrolo, here there's no din chukah to be ma'akev by switching the seder. Since hagrolo is an avodas chutz, there's no problem if you're makdim the dam par to the hagrolo. This will not fit with the shita of the Tosfos Hashanim in Er Sugyo, who holds that if one out of the two is an avodas pnim, there should be a din chukah. So the Avnei Nezer that we mentioned before, he was bothered by this kasha on the Tosfos Hashanim. And he says that according to this second teretz of the Tosfos Hashanim, you'll have to learn a different pshat in the maskana of the Gemara and Daf Mem, the Gemara that says that if you're makdim the dam par to the agrola, it's not ma'akev. And the Ritva over there says a different pshat. The Ritva was bothered by the kasha we said before from the Rishonim on Daf Mem. Once the Gemara says the maskana that being makdim dam par before the agrola, that's not ma'akev. The Rishonim understood that means to say that if only one out of the two avodos is avodas pnim, then there's no din chukah. Only if both of the avodos are pnim, then there's a din chukah. And they were bothered by the case earlier in the Gemara over there, when you're makdim the dam par behechal before the dam sar bifnim. And the Ritva has a different mahalach to explain the maskana of the Gemara, when you're makdim the matanis of the par to the hagrolo, that hagrolo is not an avodas shlema. Hagrolo is not the same as other avodos, and therefore if you're makdim the dam par before the hagrolo, that which you skipped the hagrolo, that won't be ma'akiv. Al-Kuparim, the Avnei Nezer uses this svara, that hagrolo is different than other avodos, to understand the Tosfos Hashanim over here, in Er Sugyo, in his second mahalach. The Tosfos Hashanim in his second mahalach holds that if either the avodah you are makdim, or the avodah that you are ma'acher, if one of the two is an avodah's prim, that there should be a din chukah, so what's the pshat in the Gemara in Daf Mem? Why if you are makdim the dam par bifnim, before the hagrolo, is it not ma'akiv? That's a specific svar by Hagrolo that it's different than other avoides. Now, according to this shita of the Tosfos Hashanim, that if either one of the two avoides is an avoides pnim, then there is a din chukah. So back to the din of Reb Chanina, Torah shachof na koidem shchitosei shel par, according to Behuda, it's ma'akev because Torah pnim is kipnim. So we said previously that Rashi will learn Ergomor of Torah pnim kipnim is going on the shchita. The shita is of the Rishayim that we brought on Daf Mem, they'll hold that it's going on both. The only way we could use chukah is if both of the avodas are avodas pnim. According to the second pshat of the Tosfos Hashanim in Er Sugyo, the Gemara can mean either one. If either the chafina or the shchita is considered an avodas pnim, that's enough to say that chukah is ma'akiv. So just to summarize again, we have four shitas in the Rishonim. Rashi's shita is that the din chukah is tali in the avodah that you were supposed to have been makdim. If that's an avodah's pnim, and you're makdim a different avodah to it, then that avodah will become possible. It's only tali in the avodah's pnim. The first shita in the Taisis Hashanah on Daf Mem, as well as in the Taisis Arash on Daf Mem, is that the only time chukah is ma'akiv is if both avodahs are avodah's pnim. If one out of the two is an avodah's chutz, there will not be a din chukah to be ma'akiv. The third mahalach is the second shita that the Taisis Hashanah and the Taisis Arash bring, that not only if both avodahs are avodah's pnim, but also if you're mafsik between two avodah's pnim with another avodah which does not belong there, like the case where you're makdim the dam apar behechol before the dam asar befnim, so you're mafsik between the dam apar befnim and the dam asar befnim, there also there will be a din chukah to be ma'akev. And the final shita that we have is the second day of the Taisis Hashanah over here, that either way, if as long as one of the two is an avodah's pnim, that's enough to be ma'akev. Excluding certain exceptions, like Atzoas Kafu Machto, which the Taisis Hashanah says over here, does not have a chashivus of an avodah, that chukah should be ma'akev, or like the case where you're makdim, the matan dam par, to the hagrolo, changing the order of hagrolo will not be ma'akev, because it's not a chosh of avodah. These are the four shitas of the Rishayim that we saw so far, and we'll see there is a fifth shita, the shita of the Rambam. The Rambam holds the opposite of Rashi. The Rambam holds that the only time there'll be a problem of chukah is if the second avodah, the avodah that you were supposed to be ma'acher, and instead you were makdim it, if that's an avodah's prim, then there'll be a din chukah. If the avodah that you were supposed to have been makdim, the first avodah is an avodah's prim, and the second one is an avodah's chutz, then there won't be a din chukah to be ma'akev. The Rambam is in Perakei, Hilchas Avodah Yom Kippurim, Halacha Beis. He paskins the din of Reb Chanina. If you did Chafinas Akhtarius before the Shechita of the Par, La Yosef V'Lay Klum, and the Gemara says because Torech Pnim Kipnim, and the Rambam paskins like this, K'tarius Shechofna Koidem Shechita Sapar La Yosef Klum, Afo Pisha Chafina Ba'azara, Torech Pnim Ke'avoidas Pnimhi. This is how the Rambam brings the din of Reb Chanina of Torech Pnim Kipnim, and he says the Chafina, even though it's done in the Azara, still it's called Avoidas Pnim, because Torech Pnim Kipnim. And like we explained earlier, if you hold the din chukah is tali in the avodah that you're supposed to be makdim, which is Rashi Shita, then that which Reb Chanina says, Torech Pnim Kipnim, he's not referring to the Chafina, he's referring to the Shechita. What's important is that the Shechita which you're supposed to be makdim, that's an avodah's pnim. From the fact that the Rambam doesn't say that the Shechita is avodah's pnim, he stresses that the Chafina is avodah's pnim, it's clear that he holds that what chukah is tali in is the avodah that you're supposed to be ma'acher, the second avodah which instead of being ma'acher, you're makdim. Therefore, the Rambam says that the Chafina, which you were supposed to have done after the Shechita, that's an avodah's pnim, and therefore the Seder will be ma'akev. And the Rambam as well, behemshech, he brings the din of Ula, which is here on Samach Aleph Amid Aleph. Ula says, if you're makdim the Shechita of the Soyer, the din is you're not supposed to shech the Soyer until after you did the matanis of the par bifnim. If you're makdim the Shechita of the Soyer, Ula says, lo yosef lo klum. According to Shitas Rashi, for Ula's din, you don't have to come on to saying that Shechita is Torech Pnim Kipnim. Even without that, since you're makdim an avodah to avodah's pnim, the matan dam of par bifnim, you're makdim a different avodah to it, so there's a din chukah on that. The Rambam, however, when he brings this din of ula, the Rambam says, "V'chein soyer she'ashochtoi koydem matan domei shopar lo yosa klum, afa pi she'ashchita ba'azara, harei domei nichnas lefnim." Here the Rambam is muchach again, that the din chukah is totally in the avodah that you're supposed to be ma'acher, the second avodah. If it was totally in the first avodah, the Rambam would not have to say that shchita is torech pnim kipnim. Even without that, you are makdim a different avodah to the matan dam of par bifnim. The Rambam again is muchach that changing the seder is only a problem if the second avodah, the avodah you're supposed to be ma'acher, if that's an avodah's pnim. Rabbi Kveger in the Gilyon on the Rambam points this out, as well as Rabbi Chaim, which we'll get back to soon. They both say that the Rambam holds, not like Shitas Rashi, rather the din chukah is totally only in the avodah that you're supposed to be ma'acher, not the avodah that you're supposed to be makdim. Now according to the Rambam, we have to get back to Daf Mem. There seem to be two problems from that Gemara on the Rambam. Firstly, that which the Gemara says, L'maskana, if you're makdim the dam par to that grolo, the Gemara says, there's no problem of chukah according to Yehuda. According to the Rambam, there should be a problem. You did an avodah's pnim before a different avodah. According to the Rambam, that it's totally only in the avodah that you're supposed to have done second. In this case, when you did the matan dam of the par before the hagrolo, there should be a din chukah. So this we can answer similar to what we said before, b'shem the Ritva, that Hagrola is not a significant Avodah, and therefore changing its Seder will not bring about a psul of Chukah. However, the Gemara earlier on Daf Mem would seem to be a problem, the case where the Gemara says, if you're makdim the dam of the par behechol before the dam soyer bifnim, The Gemara of there is mevu that there would be a psul of chukah according to Yehuda. According to the Rambam, there should be no psul. You are makdim an avodah of chutz to an avodah of pnim. That, according to the Rambam, has no psul chukah. It's only the other way around. If you are makdim an avodah of pnim to an avodah of chutz, then the Rambam holds that it should be psul. So this would seem to be a kasha on the Rambam for the Gemara over there in Daf Mem. Now, in the Chiddushei Reb Chaim al Rambam, he has a mahalach to answer this kasha. But first we have to be makdim and see how the Rambam paskins the din of Rabbi Yehuda. When exactly does the Rambam say that there's a psul of chukah? What's considered dvar manasim bevigdei lovan bifnim? The Rambam is in Perek Hei Hilchas Avodas Yom HaKippurim, Halacha Aleph. He says, Kol avodos she'oved bevigdei lovan bifnim beheichol tzorach la'asisen ala seder she'biyarnu v'em hikdim behen maisi l'chaver eloi osa klum. The lashon of the Rambam is, which avodos have a din of chukah? Avodah she'oved bevigdei lovan bifnim beheichol. Any avodah which was done bifnim. Now what's bifnim? Either the kodesh hakodashim or the heichol, all that is considered pnim and has a din chukah to be ma'akiv. Mashma, however, that avodahs that are done b'chutz, meaning in the Azara, they do not have a din chukah to be ma'akiv. Now who exactly is the Rambam paskining like? The Kesef Mishnah over there says the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, that only dvar manasim bevigdei lovan bifnim have a din chukah, not dvar manasim bevigdei lovan b'chutz. However, the Lecha Mishnah says that al korchach the Rambam argues on Rashi. Rashi says clearly, bifnim means nafka the kodesh hakadoshim. Anything other than the kodesh hakadoshim is called b'chutz. The Rambam holds not like that. The Rambam holds bifnim includes anything done in the heichal as well. There also the Yehuda will hold that it's ma'akev. Only outside in the Azara, that's what's called b'chutz according to the Rambam. However, the Lecha Mishnah is matmiya. The Rambam seems to be connected to Mefurish Gemara and Zvachim Daf Mem. We mentioned this Gemara before. The Gemara says that according to Yehuda, that chukah is only going on dvar manasim bevigdei lovan bifnim, so we need a special pasuk to tell us that all of the matonis haddam are ma'akev because they would not have been included in the pasuk of chukah. Now, which matonis haddam is the Gemara referring to? The only matonis haddam are either in the kodesh hakodashim or in the heichal. There's no matonis dam in the Azara. What does the Gemara mean? Why does the Gemara say that according to Yehuda that there's no chukah? We have to have a special pasuk. According to the Rambam, all of the matonis haddam are included in chukah. If bifnim, according to Yehuda, means in the heichal, so all of the matonis are in the heichal. And because of this kasha, the Lecha Mishnah says, l'chor, you have to change the girsa of the Rambam. And the Rambam has to read, kol ha'avodes sha'ivet bevigdei lovan, lifnim min ha'heichal, tzorech la'sisen ala seder. Meaning, Eichanami, the heichal itself is not included in chukah, only lifnim min ha'heichal, which means lifnai lifnim, that's where there's a pasuk of chukah. However, the Lech Mishnah asks, the Rambam Mefurish later on says, not like this. The Rambam in Halacha Dalet says, Hikdim dam ha-soyer, the dam ha-par, b'matonis shebeheichol ala paroiches, yachshir v'yazim midam ha-soyer, pam shniyah. The Rambam is talking about the matonis, lefnei ha-paroiches, and he says, if you switch the order, you did the dam ha-soyer before the dam ha-par, then you have to do over the dam ha-soyer after the dam ha-par. Here the Rambam seems to be Mefurish, that the din chukah is going according to Yehuda on anything in the heichol, which is the girsa that we have in the Rambam Halacha Aleph, not like the change that the Lecha Mishnah wanted to make. Now there are a few other mahalchim to answer the Rambam, the Pri Chodosh and his Pirush on the Rambam called Mayim Chaim. He says the Rambam is not paskening totally like Reb Nechemya and not totally like Reb Yehuda, rather a middle shita. The Rambam paskened that the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Heichal, there is a din chukah, but the Azor has no din chukah. Not like Reb Yehuda who held only the Kodesh HaKadoshim as a din chukah, and not like Reb Nechemya, who held that even in the Azara, there's a din chukah. Rather, in middle shita, the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Heichal have a din chukah, but outside the Azara, there's no din chukah. The Siach Yitzchok has a similar mahalach. He wants to say also the Rambam's paskening, not like Reb Yehuda and not like Reb Nechemya. He suggests that the Tana Kama in the Brisa over here, which we discussed earlier, if he's a third shita or not, the Siach Yitzchok wants to say that the Tana Kama actually holds like this, that the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKadoshim have a din chukah, but the Azara does not have a din chukah. Again, a middle shita, not like Reb Yehuda and not like Reb Nechemya. Now, in the Chiddushei Agrach al Rambam, in Hilchos Avodas Yom HaKippurim, he has a mahalach to answer the shita of the Rambam. And he says the Rambam was mechalik between the hazois on the paroiches and the hazois on the mizbeach. That which the Rambam said in Halacha Aleph, that included in the din chukah is the avodas that are done beheichol. He didn't mean anywhere in the heichol. He meant the avodas that are done lifnei aparoiches in the heichol. And that's really the example that the Rambam gave in Halacha Dalet. When he spoke about switching the order, he spoke about the azois and the paroiches. He did not speak about the azois on the mizbeach. And he says the makor of the Rambam was the Gemara and Daf Mem. Gemara, we saw that if you're makdim the dam par in the heichal, lefnei apareches, before the dam asor bifnim, the Gemara says there is a din chuka and it's ma'akev. Then later on, the Gemara says if you're makdim the dam par on the mizbeach, before the dam soir on the pareches, then according to Behuda, it's not ma'akev. The mashmois of the Gemara is that in the first case, when you're makdim the dam par on the pareches, before the dam soir bifnim, then even according to Behuda, chuka is ma'akev. Now, Reb Chaim says, Bishlamo, according to Shitas Rashi, that switching avoidas is dependent on whether the first avoidah is an avoidas pnim. The Gemara is very good. If you're makdim the dam par on the pareches before the dam soir bifnim, so you're makdim an avoidas chut to an avoidas pnim, there is a din chuka. However, according to the Shita of the Rambam, like we said before, the Rambam holds the din chuka is dependent on the second avoidah, the avoidah that you're supposed to be ma'acher. So why in this case, when he was makdim the dam par on the pareches before the dam soir bifnim, why is it possible with din chuka? The dam on the pareches is an avoidas chutz. You are makdim an avoidas chutz to an avoidas pnim. According to the Rambam, there should be no din chuka. Elama, you'll say that it's muchach from here that even the hazoyis lefnei pareches are also called an avoidas pnim. However, behemshach hagemara, like we said, the gemara talks about the case when you're makdim the dam par on the mizbeach before the dam soyer on the pareches. Here, the gemara says there's no psul of chuka according to Yehuda. If avoida in the heichal is also called avoidas pnim, so why here is there no psul chuka? You're makdim the matanis on the mizbeach, which is an avoidas pnim, to a different avoida, and being makdim an avoidas pnim according to the Rambam is psul. So Reb Chaim says from here the Rambam saw that you have to be mechalik the heichal. The azois that are lefnei apareches are called an avoidas pnim. The azois on the mizbeach, that's called an avoidas chutz, and therefore the Gemara fits very well. If you're makdim the azois on the pareches of the par to the matan dam of the soir bifnim, so you're makdim an avoidas pnim. But if you're makdim the azois of the par on the mizbeach, before the azois of the soir on the pareches, there you're makdim an avoidas chutz to an avoidas pnim, and that according to the Rambam is not ma'akiv. And if so, Reb Chaim says, the kash of the lecha mishnah will also not be shver. The Gemara in Zvachim Daf Mem, which seemed to say that there's a havamina, according to Behuda, since chukah was not said on dvarim anasim b'chutz, so some of the matanis will not be ma'akev. And the Lech Mishnah asked on the Rambam, if the heichal is called pnim, so which matan domim would you think that it's not ma'akev? Everything is included in chukah. All the matan domim is done in the heichal. Reb Chaim says, according to what we're saying now, the Gemara means the matan domim on the mizbeach, that's not an avodas pnim, that is not in chukah. That's where you would think that maybe it's not ma'akev, even if you didn't do the matan domim bechlal. For that you need a pasuk to say that the matan domim is ma'akev. This is Reb Chaim's mahalach in the Rambam. But akoponim, as far as the machoikis rishonim, when do we say that switching avoidas has a psul chukah? Which avoidah is it dependent on? We now have another shita, the shita of the Rambam, that it's only dependent on the second avoidah. If the second avoidah, the avoidah you're supposed to be ma'acher, is an avoidas pnim, and you do it earlier, before a different avoidah, there'll be a psul chukah according to the Rambam, mashenkin the other way around. If the avoidah you're supposed to be makdim is an avoidas pnim, and the second avoidah is an avoidas chutz, there will be no psul of chukah. Now let's go back to the dinner of Chanina on the bottom of Amud Beis. He talks about a case of Ktaris Shechofna Kaidim Shchitasei Shopar. The Gemara says that even according to Behuda, there is a din chuka because Torech Pnim is Kepnim. We explain that according to Shitas Rashi, the avoda that we're concerned about is the avoda that you're supposed to have been makdim. If that's an avoda's Pnim, then it's possible. So here, the Gemara is referring to the Shchita. The Shchita Sapar that you're supposed to do before the Chafina, that's an avoda's Pnim because Torech Pnim is Kepnim. So if you're makdim the chafina before the shchita, so it's possible because of chukah. According to the way we just explained from the Rambam, that it's totally in the second avoda, the avoda you're supposed to have been ma'acher. So here, terech pnim kipnim will refer to the chafina, which is the way the Rambam brings it. The chafina is terech pnim, and therefore if you're makdim the chafina to the shchita of the par, it's possible because of chukah. Now the Gemara asks a kasha from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, im ad shulei gomar matonis shebifnim, nishbach adam. If in the middle of doing the achas lamala v'sheva lamato lefnai ulefnim from the dam apar, it was nishbach, so the Mishnah says yovi dam acher v'yachster v'yaza b'tchila mibefnim. You bring another par and you redo from the beginning of the achas lamala v'sheva lamato lefnai ulefnim. And on that the Gemara asks on Reb Chanina v'im iso yachster v'yachban mibaylei. He should have to redo the chafina of the k'tores because when he shechs the par now, it turns out that the chafina was before the shchita. And the Gemara says, "Einachanami b'ktaris leikomari." Einachanami, according to Reb Chanina, you're going to have to redo the chafina and the haktara of the ktaris in order that it should be before the shchita sapar. Now, Reb Kveg over here asks a very stark akasha. He says that the Gemara is mashma, we're asking on the din of Reb Chanina from the Mishnah. Now the case in the Mishnah is that not only did you do the chafina of the k'tayres, you also did the haktorah of the k'tayres. And when Adam is nishbach, it turns out that you have to do a shechita sapar after the haktorah of the k'tayres. Now the haktorah of the k'tayres lufnai lufnim is surely an avodas pnim, that's poshut. And if so, why is the Gemara only asking in Reb Chanina? Even without Reb Chanina, it turns out that the shechita sapar is after the haktorah of the k'tayres. And Reb Kweger says, bishlam alafi Rashi, what was Reb Chanina mechadish? That the shechita sapar, we say tzorech pnim ki pnim, that shechita is called an avodas pnim. With Reb Chanina, you would have said that shechita is not an avodas pnim. And if so, according to Rashi, without the chiddush of Reb Chanina, even though it turns out he's doing the shechita sapar after the haktorah of the k'tayres, but since the avodah that we're concerned about is the avodah that you're supposed to be makdim, in other words, the shechita sapar, and without Reb Chanina we would not have known that that's called an avodas pnim, so the Gemara could not have asked the kasha that you're being makdim the haktorah of the k'tayres before the shechita sapar. However, according to the Rambam, that Reb Chanina was mechadish a din about the chafina of the k'tayres, that it's considered an avodas pnim, because according to the Rambam, the avodah that we're concerned about is the avodah that you're supposed to be me'acher. And now Reb Chanina says that if you do the chafina of the k'tayres before the shechita, it's possible, because the chafina, since it's tzorech pnim, it's kepnim, so you are makdim an avodah of pnim, so it's possible. But Reb Chanina was not coming to tell us that shechita is considered an avodah of pnim. And if so, Reb Kweger says, the Gemara is shver, the Gemara can ask a kasha even without Reb Chanina. Let the Gemara ask that if it's nishbech adam, and now you're doing another shechita, the shechita is after the haktorah of the k'tayres. So even without Reb Chanina's chiddush, the chafina is considered an avodas pnim, the Gemara could have asked the kasha from our Mishnah, what's the pshat in the Mishnah? How could you do the shechita of the par after the haktorah of the k'tayres? You're being makdim an avodas pnim, the k'tayres, before a different avodah. That should be possible. And even if shechita would not be considered an avodas pnim, still the maisa you're being makdim an avodas pnim to a different avodah, there is a din chuka according to the Rambam. Why does the Gemara have to ask him Reb Chanina? The kasha is directly on the Mishnah itself. This would seem to be a strong kasha on the Rambam, and Reb Kweger does not offer a teretz to this kasha. And one final nekuda on the sugyo, the Gemara comes out that if the dam is nishbach, before you finish the matonais of the par, lufnai ulufnim, you have to redo the chafina and the aktar of the k'tayres. And the Tosfos Hashanim over here, it's printed on Samach Aleph from Medbeis, Dibur Maschu, b'k'tayres le'komeri, he says that's good in the case where the dam is nishbach, lufnai ulufnim. But the Mishnah says that if it's nishbach in the heichal, or in the mizbeach, you bring another par, and you continue off the matonis of a dam where you left off, you don't have to go back and redo the matonis of nai ulufnim. Now how you can explain over here, what about the chafino and the aktara of the k'tayres? L'chayre, it's going to come out that the shechitas par, the second par that you bring, is after the k'tayres. Elma, you'll say here as well, you have to redo the k'tayres, but if you redo the k'tayres, it's going to come out that the matonis of the par bifnim was before the aktara of the k'tayres. This is surely a problem of chukah. L'chayre, the only possible way to fix it would be to redo the k'tayres and then start again from the par bifnim. But the Mishnah is telling us that we don't have to do that. The Mishnah says once you do the matonis of the par bifnim, then you finish that kapara, and if later during the matonis of the pareches it's nishbach, you don't have to go back to the matonis of the par bifnim. So the kasha remains, what's going to happen with the shechitas par? It turns out the shechita of the second par is after the k'tayres. And the Tosfos Hashanim answers that here already, it's not a problem. Because here, the first par that you brought, you did use it for the matan dam, lefnai lefnim. The par did not become pasul, it was used, it had a hechsher for the kapara of lefnai lefnim, and therefore, eventually, when you do another shechita sapar, we don't look at it as if you're starting over the avodah sapar. We look at it as if the second par is a hemshech of the first par. And since the first par had its shechita before the k'tayres, there's no problem of chukah. There was a kosher shechita sapar, there was a chafino, and haktara of the k'tayres. Now that you have to shech the second par, we look at it as if you're just finishing off what you started already with the first shechita sapar. In the chayr, we can make an important nahara over here, that the whole kasha of the Tosfos Hashanim l'chayr is not shver according to Shitas Rashi. The way Rashi learned that the problem of chukah is only if the first avodah, the avodah you're supposed to be makdim, is an avodas pnim, and if Chanina was mechadish that shechita sapar is terech pnim ki pnim, and therefore, if you're makdim the chafina to the shechita sapar, it's possible because you're makdim an avodah to an avodas pnim. And if so, you can answer the kasha of the Tosfos Hashanim, the bishlam on the case of the Mishnah where the dam was nishbach lufnai ulufnim, and you have to do another shechita sapar, letzorech the matonis lufnai ulufnim, so that's terech pnim kipnim. That shechita has a din of avodas pnim, and if you're makdim the chafina to that avodas pnim, there'll be a psul of chuka. But once you finish the matanis lufnai lufnim, now if you're shechting a second par for the matanis on the pereches, that's not tzarech pnim ki pnim. That shechita is not for the purpose of doing a matana of pnim, and therefore the shechita itself will have a din of avodas chutz. So you cannot ask the kash of the Toysis Hashanim that it turns out that you did the Khafino and the Akhtara of the Khtaris before the Shchit of the second par. That's not a problem, Bechlal. You were not makdim any Avoida to an Avoida's Pnim. What you did was you were makdim the Khafino, Sakhtaris, to the Shchit of the second par, the par that was coming from the Matonis on the Heichal, that's not an Avoida's Pnim. So the kash won't be Shchir Bechlal. Only if you hold like the other Shchit of the Rambam, according to the second day of the Toysis Hashanim and Ersigah that holds that if either one of the avodas you switched is an avodas pnim, there's a psul chuka. So the kasha would be shver that if you're makdim the chafina to the shchita of the second par, chafina is toyach pnim ke pnim. That's what Rav Chanina meant to be mechadish. And you're being makdim an avodas pnim, which you're supposed to do later, you're makdim it before a different avoda, there will be a psul chuka. So the Tzai Sashanim has a good kasha, and he'll have to answer the way he said, a chiddush that the second shchita is a par, we look at it as if it's a hemshech from the first par.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.